Hey everyone, welcome back. You know how much we love a good deep dive here, and today's topic is one that hits close to home for so many, PCOS and weight management.
Absolutely. It's a topic that comes with a lot of questions.
So many questions, and honestly, sometimes a lot of confusing information out there, which is why I'm so glad you sent in these 10 insights. Really helps us cut through the noise and focus on what matters, you know?
Absolutely. Focusing is key. 10 points is a great place to start.
It is. So should we just kind of jump right into it, unpack these insights a bit?
Let's do it. I have a feeling we're going to uncover some of those aha moments today.
I love those.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so looking at this list, a lot of these points revolve around diet, which I think makes sense. And the first one up is something we hear all the time, prioritize protein and healthy fats. For someone with PCOS specifically, what's the science behind that?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it's easy to hear advice like that and just kind of go through the motions. But with PCOS, it's all about working with your body's hormonal quirks, right?
Okay.
So we know PCOS often involves insulin resistance, meaning your body isn't using insulin as efficiently as it could be. And this leads to those energy crashes, those cravings that feel impossible to ignore.
Oh, yeah, those definitely resonate.
Right. Protein and healthy fats, think of those as your secret weapon. They help stabilize your blood sugar, preventing those drastic spikes and crashes, which can make a huge difference.
So translating that into real life, instead of hitting the vending machine for a sugary snack when that mid-afternoon slump hits, maybe having some, like, what a big container of lentil soup ready to go.
Now you're speaking my language. Lentils are a perfect example, actually. They're packed with protein and fiber. Keeps you feeling full, satisfied, and your blood sugar happy.
Okay, lentil soup is officially on my grocery list now.
Yeah.
Speaking of cravings, the next insight is all about mindful eating and hydration, which, you know, in our busy world, who has time for mindful anything?
Right. Tell me about it. And I think this is where we have to give ourselves a little grace, right?
Absolutely.
It's not about being perfect. It's about making small, conscious choices throughout the day. Like, one thing I find fascinating is how often we mistake thirst for hunger.
It's so true. I've actually been trying that myself. Anytime a craving hits, I drink a big glass of water first. Sometimes that's all I needed. It's amazing.
Right. Our bodies are sending signals all the time. We just got to learn how to interpret them.
Absolutely. Now, the next category on this list really hits home these days. Sleep and stress management. The source material made a point of saying this isn't just about calories in, calories out.
Exactly. And thank goodness for that, right? It's about so much more than what's on your plate.
So true.
It's about hormonal harmony. Chronic stress, this lack of sleep, those throw a wrench in the works, especially for those with PCOS.
Okay, so let's talk about that a little bit. What's the connection there?
Well, when we're stressed, our bodies pump out cortisol. That's that fight or flight hormone. Problem is, chronically high cortisol can actually lead to increased insulin resistance.
So it's like a double whammy for people with PCOS who may already be dealing with insulin resistance.
Exactly, a vicious cycle. Plus, cortisol encourages our bodies to store fat, particularly around the midsection.
Wow. Okay, that makes so much sense. I think a lot of us intuitively know that stress and sleep affect our health, but it's really helpful to understand the how.
Absolutely. Knowledge is power, right?
It really is. Okay, moving right along here. The next insight is about exercise, specifically combining cardio and strength training. What makes this duo so effective for managing PCOS?
So think of this combo as a 1-2 punch for insulin sensitivity. Cardio is like a full body tune-up for your insulin system, gets things running more smoothly. And then strength training builds muscle, and muscle is like a sponge for glucose, soaks it right up from your bloodstream.
Love that analogy. But I imagine for someone struggling to fit in a workout routine, any advice on how to actually make that happen?
You know, I always say find what you love. Don't force yourself into something you dread. Hate running. Try dancing. If the gym isn't your scene, find a workout buddy and go for brisk walks in nature. It should be enjoyable and sustainable, not a chore.
That's such great advice. Now, the next two insights might seem obvious, but again, they're on the list for a reason. Portion control and limiting processed foods.
You'd be surprised how often those basics get overlooked. And I get it. They might not seem as sexy as some of the other stuff we've talked about, but they're foundational.
So true.
Especially for PCOS. Remember how we talked about blood sugar being a key player? Processed foods, those are often loaded with refined carbs, sugars, and they can send your blood sugar on a roller coaster ride.
Right, right. It's like that reminder to not underestimate the power of the simple things. Okay, last but certainly not least, the final insight emphasizes the importance of regular checkups with your doctor.
Couldn't agree more. PCOS is not a one-size-fits-all condition. What works for one person may not work for another, and these insights are a great foundation. But working with a healthcare provider to tailor them to your unique needs, that's key.
So important. I'm so glad we covered that. This has been such a great deep dive. I feel like we covered so much ground today. What do you think?
I think so, too. If our listeners take away anything today, I hope it's that knowledge is empowering.
Absolutely. So with that in mind, for our listeners out there who are already incorporating these insights, what's one thing they can focus on this week to really personalize this journey for themselves?
Ooh, that's a good one.
It is a good one, right?
I hope they think about that.
Right. Something to ponder. Well, thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive. It's been a pleasure as always.
My pleasure. Always great to chat with you.
And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. We'll see you next time.